This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the fourth week of early fall. Since I started my record of the weather and natural history, I have kept my notes together for each day of the year. For example, all of the October 2nds from 1979 through 2012 are in one place. With that organization, I've been able to see how, in spite of the separate character of each 12-month cycle and the possible changes in climate, the progress of the seasons remains nearly identical from one year to the next. That arrangement of observations also makes clear the replicable, the repeating nature of the days themselves, instead of their linear succession away from one another. In my daybook, the notes from one afternoon are often interchangeable with those of another afternoon the same day, 10 or 20 years later. After my father died decades ago, I began to look at time in a different way. Dad was no longer physically aging, no longer becoming more remote. Instead, with his death, all the phases and periods of his life took on the same distance from me. His childhood seemed no more far away than his middle age or dying. Taken off the track of horizontal time, his complete life became more accessible. And for so long, I concentrated on growth and on the leaving behind and the progress toward, as if that process would culminate in something other than its specific decisions and actions. Time was a series of independent steps on top of and away from what I had done before. Instead of living on the spinning earth, I was riding a meteor into space, never passing the same place twice. Now, with the lessons from the daybook, I can go back and I look at my life, and the crises of the years have gone by like so many storms in my weather record. It seems like I'm like the woods, the same for all the changes. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the first week of middle fall. In the meantime, forget about lineal time and progress. Relive the days.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.